Good morning. Today we celebrate the Feast of Christ the King, as we've already talked about. And again, if you're one of these people that know anything about our church, you just don't come and, oh yeah, what's that about? You know that up here in the sanctuary, the window the farthest towards you on this side over here is the second reading today. Jesus is in the clouds. He will come in the clouds. And there's the trumpeters, the angels trumpeting before him. There's the four evangelists around him. And he holds the book and he says, which says the Alpha and the Omega, the first and last letter of the Greek alphabet. Jesus Christ today says he is the Alpha and the Omega. But the question is he the Alpha and Omega of your life personally? Not just in the end of time. He's going to be the beginning. He's going to be the end. It's that simple. You might do it. You might believe it. You might not. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't depend on him. God is God. He's the Alpha and the Omega. And so often when people, I deal with them either in spiritual direction or in confession, or if I'm going around giving a talk, my line I use constantly is, Jesus Christ is the only thing that matters. He's all that matters. And everything comes down, and you and I take our last breath on this earth, when we close our eyes for the last time, he's going to be the only thing that matters. He's the only thing that matters because he gives us life eternal. He's the only thing that matters because he gives us life. And what happens is, for him to be the only thing that matters means he needs to be king of our life. King means he's 100% in charge of every part of my life. You know, it's not okay, well, I go to church or I try to be a good person. Again, it means he's in charge of absolutely everything. And so what we got to do is go over our lives and think, is he absolutely in charge of everything? Is he the Alpha and the Omega of my life? And that begins as our time. Is God in charge of our time? Simple thing to ever think about. Again, is he in charge of my time? Do I have a daily committed prayer life, which I talk about almost every week? But you know, no matter how many times I talk about it, some people don't get it. They still don't get it. They try to pray every day. I try, Father. You don't try. You do. There is no try. You do. You don't try to eat every day. You don't try to watch TV every day. You don't. You do it because it's important to you. If Christ is your King, you never build him into your day. You build your day around him. So think. Let's go through this together. Is God in charge of my time? Is he king of my time? No excuses. If he's king, there is no excuse. If he's in charge, not me. I don't make the decisions what to do with my time. He makes the decisions about what to do with my time because he's king of my time. First thing. Second thing. Is God in charge of my thoughts? St. Paul says, I hold all thoughts captive to the Holy Spirit. And again, I told you before, in 1990, when I was in the Worldwide Retreat for Priests in Rome, and Sister Bridge McKenna was there, and she talked about how holy the 6,000 priests were there. Oh, fathers, you're so holy. And she built us up and slapped us in the stomach really hard. And she says, because God isn't the least bit concerned at how you look at everybody else. He's concerned about your thoughts and your heart. He reads your thoughts and your heart. So what is it, Father, you think about a lot? What is it your heart is filled with? Is it filled with lust, fathers? Are you thinking of lustful things all the time and seeing God's sons and daughters as creatures of God or as objects of your lust? Are you looking at these people as people that are in God's image or not? How about, fathers, your anger? You get angry with people? Huh? Are you thinking of anger? Oh, fathers, what do you think about material things or do you think about the things of God? And we all just sat there and our heads got lower and lower and lower because she was killing us. Is God king of your thoughts? Is God king of your sexuality? You know, our sexuality, sometimes we try to keep to ourselves and this is my thing. And then, you know, God, you're in charge of everything else. But my sexuality is my sexuality. Well, if he's not king of everything, he's king of nothing. If he's not king of everything, he's king of nothing. So is he in charge of your sexuality? Do you surrender your sexuality to God every day and say, Lord, I want you to be in charge of my sexual life, not me. You, Lord, I want you to be in charge of my sexual life. Period. Is he in charge of our money? We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Is God completely in charge of my money? Do I decide what to spend my money on, or does God decide because it's his money? Is he king of my money? And we can go on and on and on and on about the things, is God in charge of my life on? And if he's not, you can't go crazy over this. You got to acknowledge it and you got to repent. Repentance is a big deal for us, right? When we acknowledge when I'm not doing what God wants, then I sit there and go, I'm sorry, God, change my heart. And he will. Lord, I want you to be in charge of my time. Lord, I give it to you. Lord, I want you to be in charge of my thoughts. Lord, I give them to you, that all the Holy Spirit be holding captive. Lord, I want you to be in charge of my sexuality. I give it to you. Lord, I want to be in you. I want you to be in charge of my money. I give it to you. Lord, I want you to be king of my life, holding nothing back. This past a couple days ago, it's the anniversary of Padre Mio, I think his name is Padre Mio. He's one of the guys from Mexico, one of the priests from Mexico, who was killed. Remember, Mexico City went through a very bad thing. It was very religious, strong religious persecution against the Catholic Church. Just to be a priest, you'd be killed. And so Pio Mio was one of these men who sat there and kept giving his life for Christ every day, and they captured him. And as they captured him, he went, then he was going before going to be shot. And as he's shot, there he is, they're all lined up, and here comes this priest. And the priest says, may God forgive all of you, and may God bless you. Then he opens his arms like this, and in one hand he has a crucifix, and in the other hand he has a rosary. And he cries out, long live Christ the King. And then they kill him. He gave his life for Christ the King. Do we give our life for Christ the King? Is he king of every part of my life that it causes me to die to myself, to my wants, to my desires, and let Christ be in charge? That you are my King, Lord. You're in charge, not me. And so that's what's got to happen, huh? And again, as this is the last week in the church year, we go to Christ the King next Saturday night, begins the Advent season, begins the new church year. So again, we got to take an account. And those of you who have been part of the community for a while, I like to do this every year. Those of you who are new, you're going to hate me. But the reality is, I want you to think about last year, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Y'all remember the Sunday after Thanksgiving? It was a year ago. And I want you to think about your life this year. Have you grown spiritually this year? And can you show me how you've grown spiritually this year? Has this year, since last Thanksgiving to this one, been a year where you have grown better in life? And you can show me how that. Yeah, Father, I finally start dealing with some sin. And I finally got control of some sin by the grace of God. Yeah, Father, I now spend time reading the Word of God every morning or every night or twice a day. Yeah, Father, I sit there and finally have went and I'll go to extra daily masses during the week because I can. Yes, Father, I say a rosary every day now. Can you show me concrete examples of ways you have grown this year spiritually? And if you say, well, no, Father, I haven't grown, but I haven't gotten any worse. You know, last year and this year, oh, it's about the same. I'm just the way I was last year as this year. Well, that means you haven't grown at all. What's that mean? You're dead. You're dead. Because part of life is what? To grow. When you stop growing, you're dying. You hate me, don't you? I know you do. I know some of you pray for my death every day, but I'm not going. It ain't going to happen. I hate when he challenges me. Because you pray for my death, I will live to 150. Thank you very much. The reality is that each of us got to sit there and, am I growing in the Lord? Am I more in love with Jesus this year than I was last year at this time? And can I prove that? If not, this is a time for New Year's resolutions in a spiritual life. So you got to sit there and think. And don't sit there and say, okay, Father, you make me feel guilty. I hate when you make me feel guilty, Father. Okay, I'm gonna try to do better this year. Come here. Whack! You're going to try to do better this year. Are you out of your mind? If you're going to try, it ain't going to work. It's, I'm going to do better this year, Father. Thank you. That means he's king now. Instead of you trying, that means you're in charge and you'll try the best you can. That does not mean Christ is king. If Christ is king, there is no trying, there's doing. And that means, yes, Father, I'm going to deal with the sin in my life. Period, it's done. I'm dealing with it by the grace of God. Or yes, Father, I'm going to sit there instead of, I'm going to try to pray more. And enough. I'm going to pray 5 minutes a day more, Father. Or Father, I'm going to go one extra day a week to daily mass. Or Father, I'm going to start reading the Bible every day. Or Father, I'm going to start reading the Bible before I go to bed. Or Father, I'm going to start a prayer journal. Or Father, I'm going to say the rosary every day, which I was supposed to be doing all the time because you told me to say it at the beginning of the year. Or Father, I'm going to say the Divine Mercy chaplet every day. You got to make it concrete. How will you grow this year spiritually? Father, I'm going to finally give an hour. You've been on my case for 2 years. I'm going to finally give an hour to Jesus once a week. Oh, let's rejoice. What are you doing to grow? Have you grown this past year? And what will you do this new coming year to grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ? It's very important for all of us, huh? We got to sit there and we got to know that if you listen to the gospel today, and I know you all did, Jesus Christ says, my kingdom is not of this world. Where's your kingdom? Is it in this world? Is it what you do? Is it in making money? Is it in being healthy? Is it in taking care of your needs and your wants and your desires? Or is your kingdom in Jesus Christ? Being madly in love with Jesus, wanting to only please Him. Do you have a goal in your life that every day when Jesus Christ looks at you, He smiles? That every day when He looks at you, He says, well done, good and faithful servant? Do you have a desire in your life to make Christ Jesus your King smile every day He looks at you? Because He's the only thing that matters. He's the Alpha and He's the Omega. He's the King. Is your kingship in this world, or is your kingdom in Christ Jesus? May you know His love today and forever. Amen.